Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Proverbs, chapter 14. We'll read verses 29 through 35 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Proverbs, chapter 14, verses 29 through 35. Proverbs, chapter 14, verses 29 through 35. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And let's finish on verse 35 together. Ready? The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our country. Lord, she is a great place. Lord, I believe you've had your hand on our country for these many hundreds of years, but Lord, she's a little bit sick right now by sin. We need churches like ours to rise up and do what you've done for us many, many times, and that is put your presence here. Lord, there are untold thousands who have given their life for our country, and some even willing to die and go to hell for it. Lord, those of us that are saved ought to be willing to live for it. Pray that you be with our preacher, fill him with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Earlier, we read together from Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 34, where the Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I call the sermon this morning, Help Exalt Our Nation. Help Exalt Our Nation. We, yesterday, celebrated the 4th of July, but the truth is, in America, with the freedoms that we experience, we celebrate it 365 days a year. And for that, I am grateful. I love America. You've heard me say this, and I will say it again, and no matter what anybody else says, there are those that say, America's gone, and we can't salvage America, and I don't believe that. And even if it were true, I don't think I would believe it, because I think you achieve more by believing in your cause. And I believe that we can do something to turn the tide in America, and I want to continue to believe that. Here in Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 34, it tells us, it says, righteousness exalteth a nation. Now, that word righteousness there, let me tell you something. There are two different kinds of righteousnesses. There is personal righteousness, and that's how you and I, as born-again Christians, live. And then there is what we would call imputed righteousness. And that is the righteousness that is given to us through Christ Jesus. Your personal righteousness is how you live as a Christian, the way you live, the way you obey the Bible, the goodness that you achieve by obeying the Word of God. Imputed righteousness is when you got saved, you could not save yourself. And so when you got saved, Jesus Christ's righteousness was applied to your account with God. And a born-again Christian, you don't save yourself, Jesus saves you. And we are not saved by our works, but we are saved by the works of Jesus Christ. And so we accept the righteousness of Christ to take us to heaven when we die, and that's by receiving him as Savior. And so there are two kinds of righteousness. Then it says here, it uses the term exalted. Righteousness, two kinds. First of all, salvation righteousness, that which you and I receive as a gift from Jesus, that will exalt the nation, and then our personal righteousness, how we live after we have received Christ, that can exalt a nation. Now, the word exalted here is defined within itself. Most of us understand what the word exalt means. In its definition, you can find find there's a certain pride, not a sinful pride, but there's a certain pride in something. It is the basis, or it is to raise something status. When the Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, that means this, that will give us something about which to be proud of our nation. Righteousness will. It raises the status of our nation. What does righteousness means to lift up our nation. It means to make it higher. It means to make it taller. Actually, in its greatest definition, when something is being raised up, means it's being lifted higher toward God. It's being lifted up toward the heavens. So the Bible says righteousness will lift our nation up higher toward God. And here it says righteousness exalteth a nation. This doesn't just include the United States of America, though that is our interest in the sermon this morning. Any nation that will, number one, get a bunch of people saved so that they become righteous through their salvation, and any nation that then those saved people will live their life righteously, righteousness will exalt any nation. God's hand has been upon the United States of America for many, many years because America was concerned about getting people saved and then people living right after they get saved. But I'll tell you something, if America turns her back on God, God may transfer that blessing. It may be God will say, you know what, I'll start using the Philippines more than I use America, or I'll use Mexico more than I use America. Now, I just want God to use the countries around the world. Hey, any country where the people will be saved and they'll turn to God and live for God, God said, I will exalt that nation. I will lift that nation up. If I could, please, and I want you to stay with me on purpose, those of you that are not thinking people, just act like you're paying attention for a couple of minutes. I want to read something to you that was written by the 40th President of the United States of America, which I happen to believe was one of the finest presidents ever, President Ronald Reagan. This is regarding the Declaration of Independence, and this is a quotation. It says, this is again by President Reagan, there is a legend about the day of our nation's birth in the little hall in Philadelphia, the day on which debate had raged for hours. The men gathered there were honorable men, hard-pressed by a king who had flouted the very laws they were willing to obey. Even so, to sign the Declaration of Independence was such an irrevocable act, the walls resounded with the words treason, the gallows, the headsman's axe, and the issue remained in doubt. The legend says that at that point a man rose and spoke. He is described as not a young man, but one who had to summon all his energy for an impassioned plea. He cited the grievances that had brought them to this moment, and finally, his voice failing, he said, they may turn every tree into a gallows, every hole into a grave, yet the words of that parchment can never die. To the mechanic in the workshop, they will speak hope. To the slave in the mines, freedom. Sign the parchment. Sign if the next moment the noose is around your neck, for that parchment will be the textbook of freedom, the Bible of the rights of man forever. The old man fell back exhausted. The 56 delegates, swept up by his eloquence, rushed forward and signed that document destined to be immortal as the work of man can be. When they turned to thank him for his timely oratory, he was not to be found, nor could any be found who knew who he was or how he had come or gone through the locked and guarded doors. Well, that is the legend. But we who do know for certain that 56 men, a little band so unique we have never seen their like since, had pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Some gave their lives in the war that followed. Most gave their fortunes, and all preserved their sacred honor. What manner of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists. 11 were mechanics and tradesmen, and 9 were farmers. They were soft-spoken men of means and education. They were not unwashed rebel. They had achieved security, but valued freedom more than security. Their stories have not been told nearly enough. John Hart was driven from the side of his desperately ill wife. For more than a year, he lived in the forest and in caves before he returned to find his wife dead. His children vanished, his property destroyed. He died of exhaustion and a broken heart. Carter Braxton of Virginia lost all of his ships, sold his home to pay his debts, and died in rags. And so it was with Ellery, Clymer, Hall, Walton, Winnett, Rutledge, Morris, Livingston, and Middleton. Nelson personally urged Washington to fire upon his own home and destroy it when it had been taken over and became the headquarters of General Cornwallis. Nelson died bankrupt. But they sired a nation that grew from sea to shining sea. 5 million farms, quiet villages, cities that never sleep. 3 million square miles of forest, field, mountain, and desert. 227 million people with a pedigree that includes the bloodlines from all around the world. In recent years, however, I've come to think that that day is more than just the birthday of a nation. It also commemorates the only true philosophic revolution in history. Oh, there have been revolutions before and since ours, but those revolutions simply exchanged one set of rules for another. Ours was a revolution that changed the very concept of government. Let the 4th of July always be a reminder that here in this land, for the first time, it was decided that man is born with certain God-given rights, that government is only a convenience created and managed by the people with no powers of its own except those voluntarily granted to it by those people. We sometimes forget that great truth, and we never should. Happy 4th of July, Ronald Reagan, President of the United States. May I remind all of us, this is a government for the people and by the people. I want to talk to us about that thought. I want to talk to us about how we could help to exalt our nation. Because the Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness exalteth a nation. I have here the flag. Oh, glory. The red, white, and blue. This flag is very precious around here. It ought to be precious everywhere. I want us to understand. We'll let this flag, and it, as it so well does, we'll let it represent the United States of America today. I also want us to be reminded, the Bible says righteousness, two kinds, salvation righteousness and living righteousness, exalteth, lifteth up, a nation. Brother Bush, if you will, sir, why don't you go and get that ladder for me? We want our nation to get closer and closer to God. As we live right, we step up. We are exalted in the eyes of God. Brother Bush, if you'll unfold that and lock it down there, make sure both sides are locked down. Thank you, sir. The Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation. Every time you and I personally do right, we help to nudge our nation up the ladder of success. What success? And may I say this, when I say righteousness exalteth a nation, I'm talking about exalteth a nation in the eyes of God. I'm not talking about exalteth our nation in the eyes of others. That may be a byproduct, but I'll be very, very honest with you. I really don't care what every other nation on the face of the earth thinks of the United States of America. I care about what God thinks about the nation called America. I've asked one of our young men to help me. Jack, you come up here today, and if you'll hold that flag for me, if you can hold it, there you go. If you can hold it as much as you can in your right hand, and then as you climb, you may have to hold on with your left on that ladder. Don't fall and die, okay? I don't want to have a resurrection here today. Hey, we had all better stop assuming that someone else is going to do their part in helping America. You know, do you know that the percentage of the people that vote in America is so low, it's pathetic? You want to know why? For the longest time, the people just didn't go out and vote and expected somebody else to do it for them. I'm going to guess that has hurt us in a few elections. We need to do our part. We all assume that somebody else is going to do that which causes God's blessing to come on our nation. But folks, you and I, as Christians, as was so well sung earlier, we have a responsibility. If you are a United States citizen, you ought to be doing what you can to exalt our nation in the eyes of God so that God will bless America. God has no obligation to bless America outside the fact that America, to a degree, or when America, obeys God. So the Bible says it is righteousness that will exalt a nation. What can you do to make America taller in God's eyes? What can you and I do to exalt? What can we do to lift up our nation as we're to do it? Hey, let me give you some things that are in regard to this topic of righteousness. Now, we've already talked about there's two kinds of righteousness. We will get to that thing called imputed righteousness or salvation righteousness all the way at the end. Now, if I could please, those of you that are born again, there's something you ought to be doing. You ought to be living right because our righteousness will lift our nation up. Our righteousness will cause God to exalt our nation. Listen, we ought to do the things that will produce righteousness in our nation. For instance, you can help exalt our nation by telling the truth. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:17, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. Now, what are we doing? Righteousness exalteth a nation. And we have got to tell the truth. If we'll tell the truth, it will have something to do with our nation getting closer to God and just living what the Bible says. God will honor our nation. God will lift up our nation. Take a step up there on the first step. You see, he has moved up. He is an individual. I wish every one of you, when you live your life, would picture yourself on a ladder holding the American flag, realizing you have a responsibility in regard to this great nation. The answer to America is not in the White House. It's going to be in the church house, and it's going to be in your house. You and I have got to live right. We've got to tell the truth. You know something? Lies are everywhere today. I'm so saddened, but it's true. The news, four lies. The media. Do we all understand what the media accomplished with our economy? Did they not drive her into the ground? Maybe we were going to take a bump economically, but not like we did. Not the scare tactics and everything else that the media created in America. Lies. Lies. We just need to tell the truth. Why? Because righteousness exalteth a nation. And God said, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. Lies are everywhere. Our political leaders, they do what is convenient instead of what is the truth. They do what is going to benefit them or their next campaign. Listen, we are so used to some political leader standing up and telling us a bunch of things they're going to do and then them not doing it. It's a joke, and the whole nation knows it's a joke. I've about had it up to here with politicians. We need some joke. You know what we need? We need in our government, and we need in our White House, we need some just plain old-fashioned farmers and some hard workers that'll just tell the truth. Somebody that's built something other than their own reputation, which most of their reputation has not been built real well. But we've got to tell the truth. Television, full of lies. The medical profession, full of lies. You and I, as Christians, we need to tell the truth. Children, you look up here at Brother Owens. You children, tell your mom and dad the truth. Don't you be lying to your mama. Don't you be lying to your daddy. Tell the truth. The truth. The truth. The truth. Parents, it's still right to teach your kids to tell the truth. Now, I'm not going to recommend to you that you wash a child's mouth out with soap. I've tasted that stuff, and it's nasty. I wanted my mom to wash my mouth out with a chocolate bar. But I'll tell you, this business of the way that children today, they lie and parents laugh and they think that's cute. And yes, indeed, children are going to have to tell the truth and be taught to tell the truth. But it's not funny when children lie. Hey, teenager, tell your mom the truth. Tell your dad the truth. Be honest. Hey, adults, those that are so slick, we can tell our half-truths, and we've learned how to slither through life not telling the truth. America needs a revival of just telling the truth. Hey, preacher out there, tell the truth. Tell people what the old black book says. Tell people. We're not in a popularity contest. You've heard me say this before. Folks, I didn't write the book. I'm just to preach it. If I tell you something that is thus saith the Lord, don't get mad at me. Get mad at God. I am just a representative, but we've got to tell the truth. There are too many of us. We lie to ourselves. I wonder how many people in here have lied to God. You've made promises to God and you've not kept them. Telling the truth will exalt our nation. You see, this young man, he's a step up. He's a step above where he was. When you don't tell the truth, you're stepping down. And he is a part of America. He's a United States citizen. And we are exalting our nation. How? By telling the truth. And you and I can get the blessing of God on our country if we will just simply tell the truth. You say, what's the big deal about the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you tell the truth, you're doing what Jesus is. He is the truth. Secondly, you can help exalt our nation. You say, how? By having right thoughts. By what you think about. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:5, it says, the thoughts of the righteous are right. There it is. The thoughts of the righteous. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Take a step up. You see, he tells the truth, and now he is thinking right. He tells the truth out loud. Everybody can hear it. Now, what he thinks, where nobody can hear it, he's still thinking right. You see, we have all sorts of people that they want the public image to be good, but their private thought life is as filthy as a garbage can. And the Bible says the thoughts of the righteous are right. You see, America is not just going to be blessed because America prances around saying, we love God, we love God, we love God, and we put up our public image. It's going to be what's happening in the privacy of your heart and what's happening in the privacy of your own mind. The minds of the American people have become very corrupt. You know, what's happened, folks? What in the world has happened to comedians like the Three Stooges, where it's slapstick comedy and you might get a pie in the face? What's happened to the Laurel and Hardy? The comedians of this nation are so filthy, it is pathetic. Every other word out of their mouth is filthy and garbage, and you say why? Because that's what the American people want. We think it's funny when people curse and laugh, and every other joke is some sexual innuendo. I don't need to hear those kind of jokes. You shouldn't be listening to those kind of jokes. We are exalting our nation. We are doing what God wants us to do. Did you know that God knows about what you think? Your wife does not know what you thought. Your husband does not know what you thought. Your parents don't know what you thought. But God does. You did not think a thought this week without God watching every thought, every word, every intent that you thought. Say, I got away with it. None of us are getting away with anything. We have forgotten about the awesomeness of our God. You say, Lord, what can I do to help America? Righteousness exalteth a nation. What do? I tell the truth. What do? I've got to think right. The Bible teaches us that he ponders our hearts. The Bible teaches that God searches our hearts. As Christians, we often hide our wrong behavior from one another, but we can't hide it from God. I am so sick and tired of how pornography is destroying our nation. It is pathetic. I don't want anybody to do this. Please don't do this. But if I had my way, I'd burn every adult bookstore down in the world. I would burn them down. You say, well, I believe in freedom of the press. God never intended for us to have the freedom to flaunt naked bodies and to cause lust and to ruin marriages and to ruin little boys and girls. God never intended us to have that kind of freedom. I am very, very sorry. And one of the reasons why I tell you, nobody go do that, because a preacher friend of mine got up and he said, oh, somebody had to go down here and burn down that liquor store. He didn't mean it. One of his members did. It was a mess. They went down that night and burnt the whole thing down. I don't want you to burn anything down. I wish I could, though, because I would if I could. Now, you all listen to me. There's some of you parents, your children are looking at things, and you're not smart enough to know how to control it. Then if I were you, I'd make it so they had no access to it at all. No access. Some of you grown adult men at work, it's time for you to stop hiding. You say, I'll tell you what. Them sodomites are destroying America. Here the Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation. What you're doing is causing us to go down a notch. Did you know you need to control your minds? The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I'm not here to try to make anybody mad today. I'm excited about being 4th of July weekend. If you all love America, you say, I love America. Well, just because you lit off some firecrackers yesterday does not make you a patriotic American. You say, I believe in baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and government motors. Listen to me. That does not make you patriotic American. You say, what will make me a patriotic American or patriotic person of any country? Living righteously, because righteousness exalteth a nation. Did you know, you may not be revealing your hatred for some Christian brother on the outside, but if it's on the inside, it's still sin. How you think. You say, boy, I don't want that out. You better be working on how you think. Because the Bible says if you think right, that exalts our nation. Thinking about good and pure things will exalt our nation. Thirdly, if you would like to help exalt our nation, you need to know your Bible. You need to know your Bible. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 28, it says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. We need to study God's Word so we have the answers to the lost world's questions. Folks, all of us need to learn to carry our Bible and not be ashamed of it. I'm talking about the King James Bible, just so you know. Let's clarify that. That's one I'll stand for and die for. I thank God for it. And if any of you cower at that, what is wrong with you? Who has tampered with your belief in the King James Bible? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And listen to me now. Let's be very, very careful that we are learning our Bible, because the Bible says the heart of the righteous studieth the answer. But wait a minute. We're told in Proverbs 14:34 that righteousness exalteth a nation. You need to not be afraid to carry your Bible around. You need to be willing to quote Scripture to people. Memorize it. You need to leave your Bible in plain sight. Let people see it at work. Let people, those of you that have to go to the public school, you ought to make sure that you carry your Bible. And parents, you need to get your kids out of the public school. You need to get them out of the public school. You know they banned prayer? They banned the Word of God? What a dangerous thing. Hey, you need to have personal devotions. You need to have some Bible time with your family. You need to show up at the church services. Why? Because as we learn the Word of God, the Bible says the righteous learn to give answer. Answer to what? Their faith and what they believe. You see, we step up in learning the Word of God. Jack, step up there. How you doing? You're tired? Okay. It's a weary thing serving God and holding up a whole nation, son. Whatever you do, don't fall now, all right? You let me know, and I'll tell you what, once you come down here and have a seat, but don't let that flag touch the ground. You come down and have a seat, I'll put you back up there on the third step here in a second. Righteousness exalteth a nation. What's going to do it? You telling the truth. What's going to do it? It's you having right thoughts. What's going to do it? By knowing your Bible. Have you given any thought to the fact that when you ignore reading your Bible and you have no time with God and no family devotion and no personal devotion, did you give any thought to the fact that you are lowering the standard of the United States of America? I'll guarantee you, if we could get every citizen in the United States of America to get their Bible back out and start believing the Bible again, this nation would rise. This nation would make a comeback. We're not gonna do it through passing laws that man dreams up. We'll do it by believing the laws that God had pre-established, the very laws on which this nation were founded. Hey, know your Bible. Knowing your Bible exalts your nation. Fourthly, help exalt our nation. You say, how? We can do that by helping the poor. Helping the poor. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:7, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor. Now remember, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness makes that nation move up in the eyes of God, getting closer to God, and we're closer to the blessing of God. Now it says, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor. You know, one thing that has sustained our nation's greatness in these years is our aid to the poor around the world. We show up and we feed our enemies, and that's a scriptural thing. I'm glad that we do. I'm glad that we take care of those that are poor and needy. But wait a minute. You and I, as citizens of the United States of America, our tax dollars help to do that. But you and I think we ought to be concerned about the poor in our individual lives as well. You and I, we also can be good to the poor. Every time we are good to the poor, our nation takes a step up in the sight of God. Now, some of you, if you're sitting back saying, boy, I hope somebody does that. It's not supposed to be somebody does that. You and I are to do that. We are a part of this nation. We are a part of America. As you give, and we see our Faith Promise Missions Board up here in our report, as you and I give to our Faith Promise program faithfully, we are sending missionaries around the world who are winning people to Jesus Christ. By the way, their salvation righteousness. God will bless America. Thank God America has sent missionaries around the world. And I believe God has blessed us because America has taken the gospel around the world. We have a missionary friend with us today. Their goal is to take the gospel and to take the gospel to other people so that they can have salvation righteousness and then teach them how to live right so they live their life in a righteous way. Hey, you know something? One missionary could turn a nation around if you get people saved and get them to live right. Some of those nations that suffer from poverty could become the nations that help feed the other nations. Why? Because if they will live righteously, God will bless them. I believe one of the reasons America has been so blessed is we spread the gospel around the world. We have been blessed. We are not starving to death. We throw more food away than some nations get to eat. We are a blessed nation, but if we take our eyes off of ourselves, and in many cases, if we take our eyes off of the Lord and off of the poor, we are going to hurt ourselves, and in many cases, that's what we have done. We no longer care about other people. America has become a stingy nation, but we need to keep our eyes on the poor. Hey, you Sunday school teachers, I realize something, and I want to thank you for it. I realize many of you take money out of your own pocket and you buy cookies and snacks and hot dogs, and in your Sunday school class, you're feeding them kids. And I realize something. I think those of us that have the means to drive into church, I think our kids enjoy the snacks and they enjoy the food. But I'll tell you, if you've ever watched some of those that come in on the buses, boy, do they enjoy that in an extra way, don't they? Boy, they gobble that up. What are you doing? You're feeding the poor. You're helping the needy. You're meeting the need. And God said, if you'll do that, you're doing your part. Your righteousness will help to exalt your nation by your right living and by God's blessing upon the nation. Got your energy stored up, buddy? Okay, come back up here. I'm going to have you go up to the fourth step, but hang on for dear life. Remember, don't fall. If you do, don't bleed on the carpet. Righteousness exalteth a nation. We had to watch that we don't lie so we could move up. We had to make sure we thought right so we could move up. We had to make sure that we knew our Bibles so we could move up. We had to keep our eyes on the poor and the needy. Why? So we could move up. Our bus ministry. Thank God for our bus ministry. Why? I believe our bus ministry goes out and reaches people that are needy and they have needs, and as a result of it, I believe God said, you're keeping your eyes on the poor. And by keeping our eyes on the poor, God said, that will help your country. A lot of people would never believe this, and I'm sure our politicians wouldn't. Hey, the churches that are going out and feeding the poor and helping the poor, the bus ministry can help save America. Why? Through salvation righteousness, but also just the fact that we care about the poor and needy. I'm excited. Yesterday we had our big picnic, church-wide picnic, all our families out there having a good time eating and playing, and we rented all the carnival-type rides, but here we decided we wanted to make sure the following day on Sunday that the poor bus kids, they got to play a little bit too. They are just as much a part of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church as you and me. All those little rugrats, snotty-nosed kids that come in here and they don't know how to act and don't know how to dress, I've got news for you. God loves them, and if they've been saved and baptized and they're part of the membership of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, they're going to stay important to us. Don't you ever get your nose in the sky and start getting floozy and all that good garbage. You say, oh, those kids mess up the bathroom. Would you think you make the bathroom smell better, buddy? Those kids are important, and I believe that those red, white, and blue starred and striped buses that sit out there on our parking lot, they're helping to keep God's blessing on America. Why? Because righteousness exalteth a nation. And here the Bible says, righteous people keep their eyes on the needs of the poor. We win the poor to Christ. Our tithes and offerings help us to reach people and to feed the poor. Those of you, listen to this, those of you that steal the tithe and you keep it in your pocket, not only are you hurting your church, but you're hurting your country. Because it is used to keep those buses running. It is used to keep our outreach available. I don't know. I don't know what's keeping America with what freedom we have left. I don't know what's sustaining her. But I'm going to guess churches like this have something to do with it. When God looks down, he says, you know what? There are some that are still preaching the gospel. There are some still preaching the truth. There are some that are willing to reach out. And I got sucked into all the new religion and everything. I say, God says, I think there's some hope right there. I'll keep nurturing that nation. Helping the poor, exalted our nation. Not only that, help exalt our nation by departing from evil. You can lift up our nation. You can help us as an individual to get God's blessing on our nation. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. There it is, upright. What's that talking about? Righteous people. Saved people that are living righteously. Remember, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation. It lifts that nation up. It gets that nation closer to God. Hey, the righteousness in itself will improve the nation. But then God turns around and says, then I'm going to bless you for living righteously. Here it says, depart from evil. Evil is alive and well, folks. Evil is when we launch out to hurt people. Evil is that revenge that is harbored in your heart. Evil is that planned attack on someone's reputation. Evil is that character assassination that we do with just a couple of people down at the coffee shop. Evil is drawing others into our sinful ways. Evil is your sinful influence poisoning others against good and right. Evil is the distribution of wrong. Evil destroys churches. Evil destroys nations. But if we will not be evil, we are righteous, and righteousness exalteth a nation. I realize something. If someone's evil, they're destroying other Christians. But if someone's evil, they can destroy a church. But you know what's happening in America? We have become evil in America. America, everybody's just out to get the other guy. Lawsuits are so far out of control, it's pathetic. People, two gentlemen can't get together and settle differences anymore. We got to kill each other. And I'm not here to debate your lawsuit. And you say, well, somebody told him. That's right, sweetheart. I've got 24 pages on your lawsuit, and we're all here to destroy you.
We're part of the enemy.
That's not the case. I'm not here to debate your lawsuit. I'm here to say to you what has happened to two people being able to sit down and work through things. We're evil today. There's an evilness about us. I like this. Brother Tennis, he's one of our older assistant pastors. He likes to go over and visit Martinsburg Christian Academy. It's our Christian school. He'd go over there and he walked into the fourth grade class not long ago where the children were studying the states. And he asked them, how many states could you name? And they came up with about 40 names of states. Brother Tennis very jokingly said to them, said, hey, you know what? In my day, I could name every state. One of the kids raised his hand and said, yeah, but in your day, there were only 13. I believe in America. But I don't believe the answer's in the White House. I don't believe the answer's in the politicians. I believe that you're going to find the answer for America in the integrity of God's people. I really believe that. Hey, the lost people, they do not have salvation righteousness, so they're coming up short there. And if you're not born again, you're going to have a pretty tough time doing the right thing. And if you and I will get as many people saved as we can, but then if you and I as Christians, if we'll live the right way, right living exalted a nation. And when we tell the truth, we step up. And when we think right, we step up. When we know our Bibles, we step up. When we help the poor, we step up. When we don't behave in an evil way and have evil associations, we are not only helping ourselves, other Christians, our church, but we're helping our nation. You see, that flag's getting closer and closer. We need to help exalt our nation by having a prayer life. Say why? Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. He heareth the prayer of the righteous. You realize that in America, again, I said it earlier, the public school banned prayer. They used to start school classes with prayer. Now, those of you that are here that teach in public schools, nobody can stop you from praying. You may not be able to do it out loud with your students, but you better keep praying. You better keep praying. And you can. And you need to pray that you influence those children properly. But let's all stop and realize something. We started out with Bible in the public school and prayer in the public school and with standards and requirements in the public school. It's not like that anymore. We will exalt our nation. I really think this, and I've seen studies, and I wish I had time to do studies. I do not, but I think if you went back in the 60s when they banned the Bible and prayer from the public school, I think you'll see a deterioration of our nation, and I think you'll see an increase of young people falling apart and families falling apart. You'll see the increase of the decrease of prayer. You'll see the increase of the influence of the decrease of prayer. I think dads need to lead their families in a time of prayer. Do you pray? You say, I love America. Do you pray? You should have a daily time of prayer yourself. Your country needs your prayer. You need to pray for your country, but your country just needs you to be a prayer. Why? Because praying exalts a nation. It doesn't even necessarily have to be you on your face saying, oh, God, save America. God bless America. God meet the need of America. You don't even have to pray that. Just pray. And God looks down and says, I want to have communication with you, and I will help your nation because you pray. Because prayer and a prayer life will exalt a nation. You can help exalt our nation by obeying your parents, young people. Proverbs 23:24 says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begatteth a wise child shall have joy over him. Remember, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Here the Bible says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. Young people, by obeying your mom and dad, you are helping America. He said, Brother Owens, I'm only 5 years old. What in the world could I do to help this great country? Obey your mom. Obey your dad. Do right. It is righteous to obey your parents. It's what the Bible teaches.
Rebellious children, rebellious children hurt God's blessing on themselves, but they're hurting their nation. You look through the Bible, there are plenty of scriptures that talk about the behavior of children and how it is either a result of or a consequence of the way a nation is blessed and used of God and people are used of God. Children, obey your parents. The Bible teaches that. I've had three moms come to me probably in the last 3 months and say, my teenage boy or my teenage daughter will not obey me. Moms that are to the point that they're throwing their hands in the sky and say, doesn't matter what I tell her, doesn't matter what I tell them, the minute I get away from them, the minute I get my eyes off of them, they disobey me and disrespect. Young people, you are destroying your nation. God will not bless America as long as we've got a bunch of teenagers that will not obey God. And if you're going, and when the Bible says children obey your parents, we're not trying to make you into this little teeny tot or a little child or a little toddler, but you still live in mom and dad's house. You ought to obey your mom and dad and show reverence. No nation in America, no nation in the world will be blessed of God as long as the teenagers are rebellious toward mom and dad. You are destroying your nation. And may I ask, please, that the teenagers of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church rise up and help us save America. By your obedience to God and by your obedience and your reverence to mom and dad, we can make a difference in America. Let every visitor that comes from this great nation to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church not see a bunch of punk teenagers that sit in the back and mock and turn their nose up and look like a bunch of rebels sneaking around and doing wrong. Let them come here and say, it's refreshing to come where the teenagers love God. It's refreshing where the teenagers don't have that glazed over look on their eyes, where everybody knows they're tolerating God and tolerating mom and tolerating dad and their filthy conversations and their lack of prayer and their lack of Bible and their lying. Hey, let it be that there in this place there are teenagers that love God and help us save your country. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Teenagers can serve God too. Teenagers can serve God too. Can you step up? Step up and hang on. All right. Listen, help exalt our nation by living righteously. Are you living a righteous lifestyle? I'm not asking if you're saved. I'm talking about, are you living a righteous lifestyle? Are you living right? Are you right with God, Christian? Are you living morally right? Are you right with God financially? Or is everybody else, hey, does everybody else carry the financial load of keeping the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church strong financially? Who's covering for you? There are some of you, you virtually would hate the abuse of the welfare system in our United States government, but you turn right around and you force somebody else to carry your part in regard to your financial obligations to God and the church. Are you right with your Christian brother? Are you right with your church? Are you right with your pastor? Are you right with God? You see, living right exalteth a nation. Let me give you another point and we're done. Hang on, brother. The Calvary's coming. Let's help exalt our nation by being fruitful Christians. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:12, the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. You know what we need to do? You and I, as born again Christians, there are two kinds of righteousness. There is that righteousness in the way that we live, but wait a minute, there's the other righteousness, that is salvation righteousness. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, but the righteousness of Christ was pure. When people get born again, they're born again through the rightness of Jesus, not through their own rightness. You see, salvation was a gift paid for by another. But here the Bible says that the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. That means this. You and I, as born again Christians, we ought to be telling others about Jesus Christ so they too can become righteous. Our goal is to go to Washington, D.C. here in just a few weeks and see 1,000 people saved. That'll do something for the United States of America. Say, what's the big deal? The more people that we can get born again, the more patient God will be with our country. because righteousness exalteth a nation. The fruit, listen, the fruit of an apple is going to be another apple. Apple trees bring forth apples. Christians are to bring forth other Christians. Now, you can't save anybody, but you can lead them to the Savior. Some of you need to get involved in the big day on July 25, but some of you just need to get involved in telling others about Jesus Christ so we can get people saved. Your soul winning is a patriotic thing to do. Because righteousness exalteth the nation. And it is righteous to reproduce or to bear fruit. Hey, if you're not saved here today, how'd you like to help America? If you're not saved, if you died today and you're not sure you go to heaven, how'd you like to help your country? So what do? Get born again. The more people we get saved, the more people that receive the righteousness of Christ, and the more righteous people there are as a result of salvation, Christ's righteousness applied to our account, the more saved people there are, the more patient God will be with our country. If you're not saved today, get saved and help America. If you are saved today, live right and help America. Hey, if you know somebody that's not saved, go get them saved and help America, because righteousness exalteth a nation. Notice, as he stepped up and stepped up and stepped up, he's gotten closer and closer to God. He's head and heels above people. God's done something here. The righteousness itself stepped him up, but also the blessing of God because of the righteousness stepped him up. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Remember, our goal is not to be exalted in man's eyes, but in God's eyes. That's our goal. Okay, you can come down. Brother Bush, I'll tell you what, Brother Young, I'll hand you this flag, but I don't want to hit the ground. If you want to prop it up over there, we'll just leave that ladder there for the moment. Thank you, Jack. Good job. Righteousness exalteth the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. America was at the top, and she stepped down slowly but surely because of our turning our back on righteousness. We could go back up if we'd just turn our eyes upon Jesus and get people saved, salvation righteousness, and get the saved people to live right. That's personal righteousness. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed.